to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students in Germany. Listen for not only inspirations from personal stories of our multinational student and alumni community, but also for advices from professionals in the field of language learning, career orientation, housing, and more. Welcome everyone to our podcast episode today. Today we have Kubile with us, who is a student of International Business Administration and Entrepreneurship at Leuphana University Lüneburg. Welcome, Kubile. Glad to have you here with us today. Tell us a bit about yourself, quick and clean.
Yeah, thank you first of all for inviting me here. As you said, my name is Kubile Shahin. I study here international business administration and entrepreneurship with the minor political science. I think it's also pretty important because most of the stuff that I'm doing right now in this semester is about political science, actually. Yeah, it feels like I'm actually studying political science, not eBay. I'm 24. Oh, I like listening to podcasts. I didn't know, but it feels like I like taking part in podcasts. Mm-hmm. I like it so far in the first 1-2 minutes. Yeah. Other than that, I'm just a student studying in Germany.
Perfectly fitting for our podcast, How to Study in Germany, definitely. So my question is, what brought you to Leuphana or Germany in general?
Yeah, maybe about Germany. As an average Turkish person, I have some relatives here, first of all. So when I was in high school, I was also doing some research about studying abroad because I always thought of studying abroad because I thought the idea of Mr. Worldwide pretty cool. And yeah, when I had my research, I learned that the Germany has free education for foreign students. And yeah, I thought, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's free. And they accept my high school degree in Turkey, so I don't have to do anything else. Just learn the language if I want to study in German. Then thought, yeah, let's go. About Leuphana, it was, yeah, to be honest, it was a bit random. So it wasn't like, oh, I like sustainability. I like sustainability. It's not that I don't like sustainability, but it wasn't like, oh, I want to study in a sustainable university or who takes sustainability pretty serious. But yeah, I was having my language course in Hamburg for a year. Then after that, I thought I don't want to really go far away from Hamburg. So I applied for the universities around Hamburg and in Hamburg. And Leuphana accepted me, thanks, when I visited first Lüneburg. I liked the city. I liked the university and campus. It gave me good vibes in my first trip. So I thought, yeah, I want to study here. But at that point, I cannot say that I had very much of an idea how it is to study here. Like, what is a Leuphana semester, for example? I did not know about Leuphana semester or how strongly tied the Leuphana semester to sustainability or the university itself in general. But I cannot complain about it. I mean, I'm pretty happy.
Okay, that's great. Actually, I'm curious, like, why did you first come to Hamburg? Does it have something to do with the relatives you mentioned? Or just like, yeah, Hamburg's a pretty city, I'm just going to go there?
No, it does have something to do with my relatives. My mm-hmm. relatives live there, like my two aunts and one uncle. Shout out to them.
Definitely.
Yeah, and actually, I was also born in Hamburg.
Oh.
Yeah, because all the mother side of my family is living there. My mom came to Hamburg when she was pregnant and gave birth to me, and just after a month went back to Turkey. Like, just yeah. On my passport, it says Hamburg, but I mean, it was just a small trip from Turkey to Hamburg. Then,
so yeah, it's not like you have a huge part of your childhood in Germany, but like, since you've been here for a while, what are like the differences that you see from Turkey and Germany?
Yeah, there are certain differences. I mean, in different areas. Mm-hmm. But when I was first living in Hamburg, I cannot say it changed much. I mean, of course, there were some changes. Oh, Sunday, you cannot go shopping. You cannot clean your garden. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. I mean, these things were not like culture shock, mm-hmm. but first things to adapt yourself. But I mean, since Hamburg was a big city, I also come from a big city, from mm-hmm. Izmir, like with 5 million of population. Mm-hmm. So it was like the same metropolitan life. Mm-hmm. It didn't change much. I got in public transportation, went to language course as I used to go to the university in Turkey. Mm-hmm. It was the same chaos, but yeah, there were some small things like, yeah, maybe a bureaucracy. I don't know if you're going to talk about it later. We should. I think people should know about this.
It is indeed a topic that always appears.
I don't know. People outside of Germany should know about this. They should know how bureaucracy here in Germany works and how much paper you need. How digitalization is here. Like how, yeah.
So actually, I was wondering, are there any things that you can still not really get over during the time that you've been living here? Your maybe pet peeves of Germany?
I mean, as we just mentioned, of course, the bureaucracy. I mean, when you ask these questions, I cannot remember of anything else except bureaucracy. I mean, Germany is a pretty cool country and all the opportunities, thank you. But yeah, bureaucracy is not well developed. And I mean, maybe it's so well developed, it got so complicated, I don't know. If you lose your bank password, bank PIN, so you need to, I mean, you need to wait till they send you a letter, send you a post. I mean, these are, of course, some small stuff. And maybe also for international oriented. I mean, even, yeah, some companies like good at service here, like for their customers, but for example, they don't speak English. I mean, once I lost my credit card and the person like in this customer service just from the bank just hang out, like she didn't try to help. I mean, at that time I couldn't speak German, so it was like I thought, yeah, okay, then I'm just going to email them, and if I lose any money, it's not going to be my problem. Okay. Yeah.
But you do speak German now?
Yeah, now I do. Like, after a very tough first year in Germany, mm-hmm. In a language course, I learned German.
So did you go from A1 to C1 in like a year or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was like intensive course during the whole year. Like I didn't do any other stuff. Like I just went to language course every day.
So maybe to put it on the positive side a bit, what have you been really enjoying or liking here?
I like the education here. I mean, I think it's really like how they say the quality of education in Germany is pretty cool, how they value their students here. It's pretty cool. I'm happy that I came here to study. And also the, like, even Lüneburg is, like, pretty international, actually, when I compare with Turkey. I mean, yeah, there are also, like, different nationalities coming to Turkey to study, to work. But I would say, like, Hamburg and Lüneburg is more international and this is actually what I wanted to have, like a life with many friends from different nationalities, from different cultures. I really like it and I appreciate it here. Yeah, also the work opportunities, of course. Like, yeah, let's be honest again. That's, yeah, for an international student. You also come to Germany for its nice work opportunities after the course of studies.
We're, of course, going to talk about your study. I'd love to hear more, actually, about eBay or your experience with eBay.
First, I started with BWL, in German Business Administration, since I said, I learned German, so why not studying in German? I applied for BWL first and started studying BWL, and first semester, final semester, did not really go well. And I think it was the semester that I first stepped into university, and because the period of time that I learned German was not much full of parties. Mm-hmm. It was mostly learning this beautiful mm-hmm. language.
That we all love and hold dearly in our heart. Yeah.
Yeah, then final semester was a bit parties and stuff. And I also realized that actually I know German, but it's so hard to study in German. It's so hard to study in a language that you learned in a year. I mean, it wasn't more than three, the number of books that I read in German. And how can you study in a language that you just read three books in it? And I looked it up and I saw, wow, there's also an English Business Administration course of studies here. So let me switch to it. Thanks. They helped me a lot. They really showed me everything. I felt pretty lucky that I chose here, because other study universities, for example, don't have English Business Administration. So, but then I switched to it. Then I was so happy in my second semester because I could clearly understand and also say what my opinion is. And I was so happy because I thought, yeah, that's the life. I am so free. It's I wouldn't think of the language barriers in classes. So after that, I never selected a German course in the university because I thought it would be... I was working in German. I was speaking German at home, so I thought keep it out. eBay, I like eBay professors, they're pretty cool. I don't know if I should give
drop some names
specifically, but
your favorite professor
Wenzel is pretty cool.
Good to know. That's a good tip for for other students. So eBay, can you tell us a bit about maybe the content of the course?
I think the name international business, I think it does not really represent what it is. I feel like it's business administration in English. I mean, it is international, it has some aspects. You can say, okay, you're studying international business, but mostly I would say it's business administration in English. And also it's not only business administration, also entrepreneurship. I would say they take entrepreneurship seriously. I mean, there are some nice courses, and they also bring companies, in courses, they bring companies or entrepreneurs that came out of Leuphana. They bring them to courses or even evaluate your work and help you, or they make you present to them. It's pretty nice. Also, there are some teachers that are experienced in not only in education, but also had some experience on the field, founded companies or administrated companies, big companies or conglomerates. That's pretty nice. But is it really international? I don't know, because most of the time, since the university is located in Germany, we look at local cases, German cases or German law is spoken, for example, about that rules in finance, for example. We focus on the German market mostly. But yeah, all in all, I'm pretty happy about it after BVA.
The bar seems to be low there, though.
People speak English.
So, but yeah, it's great to hear that you kind of feel more comfortable and welcome. Yeah, now that we talk a lot about like studying, also you coming here and like language school. Looking back, would you do it all over again?
I think I would do it again. I mean, it was just the language learning part was pretty harsh. And, you know, like you came into like to a new country and you don't know many people. But it was a bit harsh, like not having many friends and leaving your friends in your country and FaceTiming them all the time. It was pretty harsh, like emotionally. But other than that, I like didn't carry a rock. So, I mean, I would love to do it again. I'm happy with where I am right now and I would do everything again.
That's great to hear. Yeah. So one advice that you would give to the younger Kubilay or any young Kubilays out there?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, to young Kubilay, I would say you're done nice because at that point, well, when I came to Germany, the economical situation in Turkey was not that bad. Right now, it's really, can we use the effort? But now when I see, it was like a nice investment. Like, it's nice that I came here. Like, could I do it? And I would also say, like, don't be scared of German. German, it's, I mean, when you invest a year in any language, like, doesn't matter, like, with Chinese or Arabic, with different script, doesn't matter. You learn it, I think, like, and at that time, like when I was coming, I did not really have like much of a university experience. I went to university in Turkey for a year. It was like English preparation classes in Turkish university. So I went there and I didn't have the experience of studying in the university. And I would say to him that you're going to like it, actually. The university environment is pretty fun. You make nice friends and statistics is not fun, Kubilay.
But you make
but
it.
But don't run away. You might make it. You didn't do yet. But you might make it.
How important is German as a language for you in your professional life and also private life?
Yeah, I mean, German is pretty important. Like, if you want to find a work as a student, I mean, I don't say, like, you cannot find a job here with only speaking English, you can. I mean, I have many friends that doing this. But it eases your, like, it gives you a nice hand. Like, it's pretty easy to find a job here with German. Doesn't matter within the university or within the city here in Lüneburg. I don't want to scare you guys, but it's pretty hard. I mean, you need to read at least. You need to read a lot. Maybe it was something that was missing in me. Not reading much in German, just learning the rules, stuff. Yeah, reading must be.
Frequently asked question. How did you find your job, actually?
This is my second job in Lüneburg. First, I worked at H&M here, and it was like, it was so chill. Like, I came to Lüneburg, I had a trip in the city, like, look, what is in here? What? And H&M was the place that I just went to get something to wear. Like, I don't want to like simplify, but I think H&M was the only place that I want to pick something up to wear. So I didn't have many ideas about shopping at that time. Still don't have. And yeah, I thought, yeah, I know H&M. So let's pay a visit to its website and see if they're looking for someone. And it was like the second or third week in my stay in Lüneburg. I sent them an email with my CV. They just called me a week later and started working. It was pretty chill because, I don't know, I didn't even apply for anywhere else. Yeah. Yeah. Then for here, it was after COVID when I lost my job at H&M. Got smaller to say, I don't know. Yeah, I am subscribed to the emails of a library, for example, or the media service. So if you subscribe to these kind of departments of the university, when they have a place to offer you, like a job to offer you, they just send you an email. And every time, like, I got this job at the second time, because also before that I applied for this. Also applied for a job at international office that I couldn't get. In the university, that was the third time that I tried to get a job. And yeah, they sent me an email. They said, yeah, we're looking for this kind of person, this and this. You're going to get this and this. And then I sent them a motivation letter or a cover letter, also my CV. Then they invited me to an interview. They were pretty nice. Miss Knoll, if you're hearing, also shout out to you. After a week, she called me, hey, Kubilay, we are so sorry. No, she didn't call me. She sent me an email. She said, oh, we are so sorry, Kubilay. We selected someone else. I don't remember if she said you were a second person or something like this. And then she suggested me another job at the library in the archive or something. But I didn't apply for it because I thought, what do I know about archive? I don't want to work in archives. It sounds so boring. I mean, even more boring than a job at the library. Then a couple of days later, she called me and then said, oh, Kubilay, the person that we selected over you changed her mind or his mind. So are you still in? I said, yeah, of course. I don't have a job. I would love to. Yeah. So I found a job like this.
That's, again, a good tip. Because in another episode from our guest, Carly, she also get the job over a newsletter, not in the same way from the department itself, but like through one of our professors. So I don't know if your professors also kind of like forward this job offers to you as students. But like, for example, my minor in bachelor, he is in the business world. And so he has also like a lot of connections outside of university. And sometimes students, graduates come back and like when they look to hire people, because I mean, it's e-business and like they, after university, they went and found their own things or I don't know, work somewhere. And then, yeah, when they look for people, it seemed like they have fond memory of the people who did e-business or like, for example, that's what we get a lot from our
professors. Yeah, I also heard from friends that are studying digital media. I think it's pretty common in digital media that the professors send job offers to, like, also outside of university. It doesn't happen much in my major, I can say that. Yeah, but yeah, sometimes professors itself, themselves, they're looking for some assistant students, so then they send emails. But other than that, not many offers from outside of the university.
So we already touched on your start at Leuphana, but now that you've been here for a while, it kind of interests me, like what are some things in this kind of like university realm that you've taken advantage of, like other than the newsletters, like maybe, I don't know, in terms of sports, extracurricular activities, are you in the choir? I don't know.
Yeah, I think International Society and International Students Initiative were the organizations that helped me a lot to make friends, like with the all events and stuff. And also, how was it called? How was it called this, the week of events when you start studying? Opening week, but also there was a Estivoho. Yeah, in the Estivoho also I made some friends. Like these were like events, small parties, gatherings organized by these initiatives or society, international society, that helped me to make friends. And also, of course, the orientation week, yeah. Orientation
program.
Yeah, I also made some friends there. The spectrum of languages that university offers, I really liked it all the time. I was always thinking, I was taking German for the first year just to not forget it.
But that kind of makes me wonder though, like what made you decide to study business administration?
Yeah, I first wanted to study logistics, actually. But the thing is, in Germany, logistics are more seen like mathematical. Like, if you didn't study something related to mathematical in Turkey, you cannot apply for logistics here. You can apply for logistic management, but it's not the same thing. In Turkey, like, it's logistics are more related to, like, how do you say it? Like, not humanistic studies, but social studies. Yeah, social science. It's more close to it, but here it's more like natural science. Yeah, so I thought I don't want to study logistic management because they were mostly in Hochschulen, like basically university, but not with a campus. So I thought, no, I want to have a campus and maybe I will study business. And if the university has like a path that I can deepen my studies in logistics, I will do it. If not, I will do my master's in logistics or in logistic management.
So maybe we'll get back to that as a last question. But before that, are there any, you already mentioned, would you call this creative seminar that you had in eBay like your favorite projects or seminars, or do you also have others?
Oh, nice thing about Loifana, I mean, we have plenty of complementary modules. I liked, I mean, I took once one creative complementary course. I wasn't really happy about it because no one understood what we did. But yeah, my favorite course until now was probably this introduction to international business. Because, yeah, I mean, it was so fun. We just made a sketch video with my flatmate. He was playing a big company, and I was recording and asking dumb stuff with a dumb dubbing voice. And, yeah, it was pretty fun. And there was this thing, we were not allowed to put, like, a licensed music. Like, I wanted to have the intro of Star Wars, but I couldn't put the music, so... I had to do the music by myself. Like, I imitated the song. It was pretty fun.
Like, with your mouth or, like, yeah, with the instruments?
Yeah, my mouth was the only instrument.
Okay.
Yeah, the intro. I was, like, explaining, I don't know, I was explaining a business term. And I was doing at the same time I was doing the sound. I mean, not at the same time. I just recorded on it.
And to the last question of the day. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, I mean, hopefully graduated from here. Probably, I'm not sure, but probably still in Germany. Done with master's studies and working hopefully in the north of Germany because I like it very much here. Like, not the weather, of course. Living my best life, working with my girlfriend Lisa, also shout out to you. Maybe also a car. Like, a car would be nice. A car would be nice at that time. I mean, come on. You don't actually need car here, but
not
just as
not
just as an extra.
I think that's some good anymore. Just living your best life, whatever best at the moment, maybe for you. I think that's a good way to frame it.
Yeah. I wish myself the best.
I also wish the 5 year older from now could the best. And again, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. It was very fun.
And that's it from us today on How to Study in Germany. More episodes are available on our website, podcast.leufana.de, and every popular podcast platform. Thanks for tuning in, and till next time.